Yeah, we are back. We made it. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, Monday morning, August 26th. How you doing? Hopefully you got rid of your hangover from our big heavy hitter show over the weekend featuring Santana and the Doobie Brothers. How much fun was that? I've never seen the BB&T Pavilion as packed as that show was. 17,000 people, wall to wall. Couldn't believe it. I went all the way back to the far corners of the lawn section of the BB&T Pavilion. It was mobbed. It was drunk. It was high times down there. It was a really great time. Hopefully you joined us for that. We recapped the show a bit today. Heard about space crimes. Shared four random facts with Cindy Graham. John had a little trouble with his tea. I threw together a Monday morning mashup, and James Brown shot himself before we got to doing away with the dumbest people making headlines in Thin the Herd. Here we go. Enjoy. It's a daily podcast.
Did you see that video I sent you this morning?
I'm watching it now.
There's a guy. You know, Tesla has this self-drive mode.
Okay.
And somebody, I'm not sure where this is going on, but it's on somewhere on a California highway, right? And some guy is in self-drive mode, fast asleep.
No.
Fast asleep.
And is it working?
Right. Oh, it's working. Well, yeah. Well, let's put it this way.
It's on a highway.
It's on a highway, and it's not all over the roads.
Oh, my
right?
God.
You know?
I feel like we're peering into the future.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Freaking me out, man.
That is the most dangerous thing that I could ever be handed.
Ugh. The Jetsons.
I could ever be handed that. You know, just like, oh, man. There are times, I'll go, you know, like on Fridays when I say, oh, I'm going to run over to the movie, I'm going to go to the mall or Home Depot.
So right.
I'm driving out to King of Prussia, uh-huh. right? And I am nodding by the monotony of the roadway.
Yep. Sure.
Right. I can only imagine what that's like for you going home on a Friday.
Oh, if I did that, I'd end up in Pittsburgh Friday night. Hey, honey, it's going to be a while till I get back. All right.
But you got to see this video. Are you going to put it up?
Yeah, I'll put it up just now.
All right. Yep. It'll be up on our Facebook page and at WMGK.com.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
This is one of the stranger stories I've come across. I don't think I would ever say anything like this. Anne McClain, who was recently up in the International Space Station on a mission, well, while she was up there, she was in the middle of a divorce with her estranged wife, Summer Warden, and Summer says that Anne illegally accessed her bank account, right, from the International Space Station.
Huh.
All right, we have space crime.
And now, crimes in outer space.
Space.
I mean, this would be identity theft if it's true, meaning that this could be the very first crime ever committed in space.
Wow.
That's right? Pretty cool.
She's denying the claims, but the government, the United States, does have plans in place for crimes committed in space. It's not like international waters or like whatever goes when
sure.
you're up there. Right, right. So, I mean, she could be facing regular criminal charges here on Earth if she's charged for her space crimes.
Wow. So how is she? I mean, I guess she just had the password, right? It wasn't like she's using some sort of specific NASA.
More than likely, this was a joint account at one time, right. And she accessed it.
Wow.
She may have taken all the money. I don't know. Right? But she's up on criminal charges, or at least investigation.
By who, John?
By the Space Force.
Can't leave that hanging there.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Dave, let me ask you, and Cindy, you might want to pay attention to this.
Okay.
Wasn't it just a few weeks or maybe a couple of months ago that you had to go to the doctor because you had a ball of wax the size of a baseball stuck in your ear?
Yeah, that was, it was a year and a half ago.
It was that long ago?
I did it myself a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I blame the headphones.
Well,
I keep them tight.
Yeah, is that what it is? You're blaming the headphones?
Yes.
Okay.
And I sleep on the same side.
It must be why my ears bleed. well, good luck sleeping after this one.
Uh-oh.
There's a woman named Susie Torres in Kansas City, Missouri, who recently went to the doctor because she thought she had some water in her left ear and she just couldn't flush it out.
Uh-huh.
All right. But when the doctor checked, all right, hold on to something, Cindy. It wasn't water.
Yeah.
It was a spider
yes.
literally living in her ear. All right. And to make it even worse, it was a venomous spider living in the air.
Where is this lady from, does it say?
Right. It says Kansas City, Missouri.
And it was pregnant.
Now she's pregnant.
It is when you think about it, it's kind of hard. This woman's going to be sleeping with cotton balls or earplugs for weeks to come. It's going to take some time to get over that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequence.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
Well, it's a Monday morning, and that means...
And now, it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
bah! All right, Cindy, as always, why don't you get us going?
Okay. E.L. James wrote 50 Shades of Grey on a BlackBerry during her commute to work.
Isn't it just like her to bring up, you know, 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. It's just filthy facts.
I know.
Yeah, Cindy.
Steve?
Chinese food containers originally invented for oysters in 1890.
What, with the little cardboard thing?
Yeah, they made them to hold oysters.
Wow. Interesting.
All right. Dave?
This is crazy. The part of the watermelon that we eat, you know, the red part?
Right.
It's called the placenta.
Yes.
They're all eating placenta.
And I wrote all that watermelon in with me today. Mm. And lastly this morning, Graham Nash wrote just a song before I go when his pot dealer in Hawaii was taking him to the airport and said, and I'm quoting, "I bet you can't write a song before you go." It took Graham Nash 15 minutes to finish it. And there they are.
Random
facts.
Come on, I had to.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I'm glad they could work it out because I wasn't able to work it out while those songs were playing. I did a pure Danny Thomas spit take here, Cindy. All right, I was drinking my tea. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is my drink of choice in the morning. I'm drinking my tea, and you know, it was one of those warm. Basically, as soon as I got a mouthful of tea, I needed to cough, all happened at the same time.
I just saw your shirt for the first time.
Yeah. Well, this is me trying to get the tea off my shirt, right? You know, and it's like, and it literally, I mean, I had to bend over so that I knew this was going to explode. So we now have nice tea stains on the floor as well. So.
All right, it's temporary.
That's right.
It's temporary.
Get us out of here quicker.
And I hate the room anyway.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Some shocking news this morning, and that has to do with Eddie Money. Eddie Money is battling stage 4 esophageal cancer.
I hate this.
He made the announcement on, you know, he does that. He has that reality show, Real Money, on Axis TV. Yeah. All right, and here's what he said last night.
I thought I was just going in to get a checkup, and he told me that I got cancer. When he found out that I had cancer, and it was like stage 4, and it was in my liver and my lymph nodes and a little bit in my stomach, it hit me really, really hard. Am I going to live a long time? Who knows? It's in God's hands. But you know what? I'll take every day I can get. Every day above ground is a good day.
All right. You know, and a man who's I've been friendly with since I was an itty-bitty baby disc jockey. Yeah. I mean, we both kind of came on the scene at the same time. He was out of Staten Island. I was on Long Island. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. I couldn't count how many times Eddie has been on the show with us here and any radio station I've ever worked at. I am just hoping for the best for him. And see it. Hopefully he's going to make it through this. Making great advances.
Yep.
Maybe we bring him here, bring Sam the Fox Chase.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
Great, man.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Getting ready for the Monday morning mashup here. I'll let you hear what you're going to be guessing on. Dave takes two songs, glues them together, and you got to figure out what the two of them are. It sounds like this morning. That's really good. That is really, really good. All right, so
see how they do.
Get ready. The phone number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Sting tickets up for grabs. And if you did not hear the clip for the Monday Morning Mashup. (215) 263-WMGK, the number you should be calling for that. I would never think that those two songs would have worked together. I have to tell you that much.
Surprised me too.
That is great work, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. So if you want to participate, we're talking about Sting tickets here. We got a pair of Sting tickets for his show at the Hard Rock Atlantic City, November 15th. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. The number in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash. Slice, dice, chip, chop. The Monday Morning Mashup.
I just love the sound at the end of that thing. I just wanted to get
I'll use that for the next mashup.
I want to get through it all, you know.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God.
Did you build this?
Mash, slice, dice, chip, chop. The Monday Morning Mashup.
I love that noise.
You're in a trance.
All right. 215-263-WMGK, the number for you to call. Once again, if you didn't hear the clip. Let's go to the phone, and we've got Eric here. Good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
I am damn fine. So what do you think it is this morning? The Monday Morning Mashup, what could it possibly be?
Pearl Jam, Daughter, and Heart of Stone by Neil Young.
Pearl Jam, Daughter, and Heart of Stone by Neil Young. I gotta tell you.
Oof.
Close, but no guitar. Oh, it is amazing how close he got. Let's go over to Brian. Brian, what do you think it is?
Brian, Daughter by Pearl Jam and Heart of Gold by Neil Young.
Pearl Jam and Heart of Gold, not Heart of Stone.
Oh man!
You're a winner.
Know your lyrics, folks.
Hold on.
Why's your mic off?
Because I was going to try to answer phones because we were moving slow.
No. Okay.
And I've got to turn it back on. Have we ever been that close in terms
so.
Of...
No. And that guy has got to be kicking himself in the head right now.
Wow.
Right? Heart of Stone, Rolling Stones.
Right.
Heart of Gold, Neil Young.
Yep.
You, Brian, have got yourself a pair of tickets to see Sting from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. And here are both of those songs now.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
To get ready for Thin to Herd, I come in this morning and I see this headline and I go, look, I said, what the hell is going on here? Because it says James Brown shot himself in the foot. So I figured, all right, let me go check on this. And then this audio, and I'm like, what the hell? James Brown's dead. I mean,
the officers say James Brown shot himself in the foot while driving, then tried to cover it up. Police say the 24-year-old was driving when his gun went off, fired several more shots into the air. He was treated and released from the hospital.
All right, you know, so I'm sitting there going like, wait a second, James Brown?
Yeah, come on.
It's more along what I'm expecting.
Get on the good foot.
Yeah, right. Get on the good foot is right. But the other one got a bullet hole in it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
But right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Send the herd.
Did that miss cue?
It seemed like it started maybe late,
right?
Like into the song, right?
Yep, it is.
Yeah.
Well, there's a 28-year-old guy named Mark Lattimore from Butler, Pennsylvania. He recently stole a woman's credit card and used it to buy a cell phone at a Metro PCS store, along with beer and cigarettes at a convenience store. And in both cases, when it came time for him to sign the credit card receipt, he signed it the thief. Okay. Now, regardless of why he signed it that way, the cops used the thief receipts to figure out what time he was at what stores and then reviewed security footage. So now they know what he looks like, right? And when they called the phone that he bought, he answered. So that immediately gave them a GPS connection, right? And the cops were able to pinpoint exactly where he was. He was arrested for receiving stolen property and theft by perception.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, so before I did this, I did a little bit of research on this lady that I'm going to tell you about, and I kind of wish I was there to see this.
All right, we have our mugshot.
Yeah.
We have our mugshot.
Not the worst.
Really?
Yeah, okay. All right, so 28 years old. Her name is Anna Lee Halderman. She is from Norwalk, Connecticut. Last month, she was on a beach in Westport, Connecticut, and she was drunk, and she was topless. Someone called the cops on her. Now, Anna was very upset that she had the cops called on her, so she went and confronted the person that did the calling. And by doing that, she protested that lady and dropped her drawers as well. So now she is fully naked. Her swimsuit is totally off on the beach. She ran off before the cops got there, but it was worth a full investigation.
No.
Yes. So a month later, they've identified Anna and they've charged her with breach of peace and risk of injury to a minor. She has no memory of it. She was drunk.
Dave?
All right. It's not a good sign when a relationship... when someone uses hardcore construction equipment to get the last word in an argument.
Okay.
Take this guy, 20-year-old Hunter Mills from Crestview, Florida. On Thursday, he had his girlfriend meet him near a construction company to have a serious discussion. But when she refused to answer one of his questions, he decided to end the argument by climbing into a front-end loader and dumping a big old pile of dirt on top of her sedan.
Wow! God.
She wasn't hurt, luckily, but her windows were open and her car was. Dirt got everywhere. $8,000 in damage.
Oh,
Hunter was arrested for felony criminal mischief.
We've got pictures of all of this morning, too.
Check the site later.
I got the dirt picture, got the mugshot of the woman. And we've got the baby in this case.
Uh-oh.
A 23-year-old woman named Casey Lang and her 27-year-old husband, Jeffrey Lang, are from Freedons, Pennsylvania. Apparently, they wanted to scam some gifts and money out of their family and friends. So back in May, they faked a pregnancy and held a baby shower.
What?
Then in July, they faked the baby's birth using the most realistic-looking baby doll I have ever seen.
Wait, that wasn't real? The photo you sent me?
No, the photo I sent you wasn't real.
Oh,
that is
God.
A doll, all right? And then it takes a dark turn. Then they faked the baby's death.
Okay. Oh,
and said that the baby died after 5 hours, and they even ran an obituary
Lock
for him.
Lock him up!
All right? After that, their friends started a GoFundMe page to raise money for the baby's funeral. They raised $550. And then finally, after all of this, one of their friends just got a little suspicious and realized it was all fake and called the cops. And after an investigation, the cops figured out that the Langs had faked the entire thing. Right?
Yeah.
They've been charged with two counts of misdemeanor theft and one count of receiving stolen property.
In the herd.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.